I don't know. No.
Look at this next part. Yeah. I must tell you, it's made such an impression on me last week. That footnote that we said last week. Tremendous. Look at the footnote again at the bottom of the page, Kof Gimel again. Let's look at it again. I used it in a shiur last night. Have a look at the bottom of Kof Gimel. Yes. Look at this footnote at the bottom here. Just such a powerful line. Shalom, Rabbi Eliezer.
Look at the watch and get sidetracks, and then you'll find
it. Yes, I know the feeling. Shalom, Moshe. Shalom. Look at this footnote at the bottom.
Where are you? What page are you on?
Page Kof Gimel.
Kof Gimel? Okay, let's see.
Look at the first line. Sheherich Ma'od, I think it's Rav Chaim Vital. B'chol protei mitzvos talis v'tfilin. With the Ems of Dvorov, he writes, She'al yedei ha'ituf, if you have kavona when you put your talis on, you are meichin es ha'kisei l'shchina. You hear? You put the talis over your head, you are preparing the chair for the Shechina, the Hashem Shechina Aleihem. Al yedei ha'tfilin, hu ma'ateh es ha'kisei. When you put on the tfilin, you are crowning the kisei. Ba'al yedei amir Shema Yisrael, hu mazmin l'shechina. You are bringing the Shechina, shetasha al kisei shahichim. Unbelievable, kavon is here. Kavon is behind the mitzvahs here. Ha'ashlo hevi b'shem ha'zoha, shehatzelem elokim sheva'odam hu ima tfilin. Unbelievable lines, no? That's the tzelem in the kim is when you have your tefillin on. So the talis, you put the talis over your head. Yeah. Think of that. I was thinking about it the whole week, my boy, side, going, you put the talis on, your mech and the kisei, you put on the tefillin shel yad shalosh, you're crowning the kisei, and then when you say shema, you are mazmin, the shechina, to your kavon, it's kavon and mitzvah.
Who's he calling this?
I think it's Rav Chaim Vital. It's Shal Kedusha, is the Chaim Vital.
The last one was the Shla.
I don't know who the Rach is. I don't know who the Rach is. But Shal Kedusha is Rav Chaim Vital.
He's saying the ideal image of a person.
The kavona behind the mitzvah, when you're putting on the talis on, you're preparing a kisei, and you're crowning the kisei. Kavona is here behind it.
What does that mean, crowning the kisei?
Anyway, you're a mockum for the shechina. You're making a mockum for the shechina. You're crowning the shechina. You prepare the kisei. And whatever those kavanas mean, it's kavana in the mitzvah. You are preparing the kisei, you are crowning the kisei, and that's the perfect tzelem elokim behind it. Incredible thoughts here, no? Last night, I said a shiur on Zoom to a family in Flatbush who are having a tremendous problem with kibud avoreim. Tremendous problem. About 14 children they are. I spoke to the husbands and wives together, and the mother is becoming very, very angry and very, very contentious, and the father is suffering from it, and they want to know what to do. So they asked me to give them a shiur on kibud avoreim. They asked me to give them a shiur, all husbands and wives together. So I said to them, the mice which I had with Rav Eliashiv, there was a bocher in the Mir Yeshiva, who his father insisted he goes back to law school. He said, you have to go back to law school, otherwise I'm cutting off, a very rich man, I'm cutting off of my Yerusha. I'm not giving any money unless you come to law school. So every time he spoke to his father, it was like exclusive. They screamed at each other, it was impossible. And every time his father screamed at him, he screamed back. So I said, why don't we go and ask Rav Eliashiv what to do? The Rav said as follows, before you speak to your father, say, Yehi Ratzon Shani Rotzeh L'Kayem Et HaMitzvah Shel Kibud Avoreim, say a Perek of Tehillim, and come in with a mitzvah, kavana the mitzvah. And I think till today, he's still sitting there in the mirror, his father supporting him. Kavanah the mitzvah, kavanah, not a humanitarian looking after. If you think kavanah to the mitzvah, the siyata lishma yabu, you're doing the mitzvah, is an incredibly powerful thought. You know, that's. So I said, when you attempt to deal with your parents, have kavanah to do the mitzvah. And there's actually a tefillah which I gave them, per sefer called Shad Tzion, beautiful tefillah for kibud avoreim. Person is mechabin to the mitzvah. Babelia Lapin, he had a beautiful comment once. He said, chaval on the guard standing at the factory door. He only thinks of his wage pocket. He doesn't think of the shmir he's doing, the mitzvah he's doing, the chesed. When he would think of the mitzvah he's doing, he has to sra the mitzvah do it. I saw a lashon in Avas Chesed. The Chofetz Chaim says, when a person does an act a l'shem mitzvah, the reward for that mitzvah is enormous compared to the lo l'shem mitzvah. Enormous. You do a mitzvah, but shelo l'shem mitzvah. If you do a l'shem mitzvah, the reward is incredible. The takana is incredible. To be mechaven when you put on talis and tefillin. I mentioned to them this point. Mechaven to do the mitzvah, it's an entirely different thing. Kavana. We paskin in halacha and shulchan aruch sim and salah. Mitzvahs ketuichas kavana. You need kavana to do the mitzvah. I mean, I'm doing the mitzvah. What I'm doing, it's very hard to do that. Fortunately, there's a lashon which the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chaya Adam. And we paskin like this. If you never had kavana, but it's obvious from the act that you did it for the mitzvah, you're yotzer the mitzvah. Because it's obvious. Why did you give them money? Obviously to give tzedakah. If it's obvious from the fact that you did, you were doing the mitzvah, so you're mekayim the mitzvah, even though you never had kavana. But the maisa to have kavana, the shame of mitzvah. And that's why we have these hinani muchan and mezuman before putting on talis and tefillin. The kavana is crucial behind it. I just want to mention that point. Kavana and benching, you know, hinani muchan and mezuman. You're talking to your parents. Hinani muchan and mezuman. I told them to, and they it was new to them. The family were like, said, we're looking after our parents. I said, no, but think of the mitzvah. You have a certain siyata dishmaya about it all, which is quite different. Very sad, very sad. They wanted to avoid the parents completely. They wanted to take the mother away and put her in a home somewhere and separate the parents. Very, very difficult. I said, don't do that. You have a mitzvah d'oraisa. Don't do that sort of thing, you know. You have to challenge. The challenge is to meet the challenge with your parents, you know. However hard it is, however difficult it is, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to look after your parents, to be mechaber with the parents. Very difficult. I thought of this point here, kavan and the mitzvah. Let's have a look at Adon Olam. After a person is wearing his talis and tefillin, yochel kava lageshes l'seida hatefillah. Now he's ready to start davening. He brings a beautiful notion for the matter of Moshe. Matzosi kosuv kol mi shemachaven ve'eis hatcholas adon olam. Anybody who has kavana at the beginning of adon olam, kosav Rav Yehuda hachosid v'Rav Hai gon v'Rav Shvira gon. I saw in the writings of the Maharil, he brings down that as a machlokes who wrote Adon Olam, whether it was Yehuda HaChosid or whether it was Hai Goyim, but it's from the time of the Goyim Adon Olam. Orev ani, I guarantee, Badovo, she tefilosa nishmas. If you have kavana with Adon Olam, your tefillah will be heard. The ein soton mekatreg at tefilosa, meaning there's something called a hazard which you have in tefillah. The sotan comes along and said, don't accept his tefillah, but ein has sotan mekatreg. You hear such a thing? There's a potential kitrug on a person's tefillah. And the sotan is quite, the ein loyla sotan upegara b'roish ashona u'b'yamakipoim b'tefilosa. And the sotan is pushed aside, and there's no mazikim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because of Adon Olam, my boy say. V'oylov naiflim lefonav, and his enemies fall away from him. V'yesharmim afa yetzahora mashlim ito. Even the yetzahora calms down. From Adon Olam, why is that? Pashtus, because when the reishis is good, the whole of the tefillah is good. If you have kavana for the beginning, that already is the rest of the tefillah. Adon Olam is such a powerful prayer. He brings a pasuk from Mishlei. V'yetzos Hashem darkei ish. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu has favor with a person, Gam Oyev of Yashlim Oysai, his enemies fall away and collapse and don't trouble him. When a Kodesh Baruch has favor with a person, his enemies, he quietens his enemies. Meaning, if you have Kavana, if I don't know long, so therefore the enemies leave, pushed aside. I saw the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Isai, on this Pasuk in Mishlei. He says as follows, there are three enemies that a person has, his Yetzer, the Tinoik, and the Isha. Gaon explains, the Yetzer is a person's Yetzer Hara, which person has. The Tinoik is the minister that he was born with, and how he behaved from birth. Isha means what he's got used to in his life. Those are the three things which bring him away from Avodas Hashem. But once you come and say Adon Olam with Kavana, according to what the Matter Moshe is saying and the Gaon is saying, they leave you alone. The Yetzer Hara and the midas which you had at birth, and also the midas which you picked up in your lifetime, they fall away. They don't have a koyach on you. But there's such a thing, Rabbi says, a kitrug in tefillah. A person can daven and daven with all his heart and all his, but if there's a kitrug against the tefillahs, I don't know. But Adon Olam is something like an antidote to that. The kach of Adon Olam saying it with kavana. Let's finish off. Yitochen loyma bebiyo hadova. The Hinei Yadua, Shekol HaTchola Kobehimel, Es Machus HaTfila. Anything which how you start something fixes how it's going to be. There's that tzlocha shakoda. Once you start something, that's why Rosh Hashanah is such a powerful day. No, you start something well. Start something in the right way. My son-in-law told me, you know, the yeshiva of Tzvi Kaplan. Mm. Tzvi Kaplan has the yeshiva, very choshev yeshiva in Ezra's Doyom. Any bacha who turns up late, he doesn't allow them in yeshiva, that's man. If you're not there the first day, you're not in. You're out. Can't go. You go home. You're not allowed in. First day at 9 o'clock, you have to be there on the first day of the beginning. If you're not the beginning, then you're out. First day, the beginning of something is the most important thing. And that's v'lachem poisom es ha'tfilah ba'adoin olam, kidei shekol ha'tfilah tibone al basis ha'emunah zu. That's the koyach of the tefillah, it starts with that. V'zuhi ha'achona ha'rishona la'tfilah. That's the beginning, the foundation of tefillah. Shehi ha'tzoras ha'emunah b'toikef godol. You make a clear declaration of your emunah. Al shehu hoya ha'ive v'yihyeh, v'shehu yochid v'ein zu losoi. V'shehu adoin hakol. L'havir atzmo, to enlighten yourself. L'mi onu b'hoylechim, who are we davening to? Adon Olam puts it like a flashlight and tells you, who are you davening? V'she'ein lono lifnois ela elo. And all we have is to turn to him. V'koyach adoin olam, behind it all. I want to bring to you, Rabbi Yisai, there's a beautiful lashon which I saw in the Siach Yitzchak. Siach Yitzchak is a parish of the Gaon on Tefillah. He brings down from the Magid Miplotsk as follows. Why does it say Adon? Why don't it say Melech Olam? Why don't we say Adon Olam? Because the first person to say Adon was Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu was Mesaken Shachris. So therefore, to bring the schus of Avraham Avinu into the Tefillah, we say Adon Olam. Because Avraham Avinu was Mesaken Shachris. And that's why we don't say Melech Olam, we say Adon Olam. Evidently, they told that over to the Biskorov, and he was amazed at such a word. So they asked him, why are you such an amazing boy? So the Biskorov, because it's truthful, it's true. Avraham Avinu was Mesaken Shachris, and that's why Tefillah starts with Adon Olam. Remember the Loshon, I think the Mishnah in Yuma, that when they began the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash every morning, the guard would go up and say, is it light until Penei HaChevroin? Why until Chevroin? Avraham Avinu was buried there. It's a mission, I think, in Yom Kippur. It says, is it to L'Sheinei Hebron? If to Me'oireh, that's then we do the Avodah. That's why also Shemayin Esrei begins with Hashem Svos Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Svosai Tiplach. Adoin is to Me'oireh the Svos Avraham Avinu behind it all. That's why Adoin, Me'oireh the Svos Avraham Avinu. I'd like to read that to read out to you to have a look. I saw something in Rav Shimshon Lefolos. It's in English. It's a beautiful commentary on Adon Olam. See what he says. I thought I'd copy it for you. It's very, very simple, but it's very, very clear and very precise. Take a look.
Is it Rav Shimshon David Pinkas?
No, Shimshon Hirsch.
Shimshon Hirsch.
Hirsch's commentary on the Siddur. It's so beautiful. It's so simple. Take a look at Hirsch on Adon Olam. If we translate it, let's go through it. Adoin Olam Asher Molach, B'terem Kol Yetzir Nivro. Before we do with Hirsch, let's look at the words itself. B'terem Kol Yetzir Nivro, Leis Nasa B'chep Sokal, Azai Melech Shumanikon. They ask a kasher on these two verses, Rabbi Yisai. He wasn't a melech then, because there's no one around. How can you Asher Molach, B'terem Kol Yetzir Nivro? What does it mean, he was the king before anybody was created? If you're a king, you must have a nation, but there's no one was born then. Why was he called a king? B'terem Kol Yetzir Nivro. Why B'terem Kol Yetzir Nivro? He was called a king afterwards when there were people around. But why was he called a king before the world was created? So the answer, Rav Steinman answers in his Perush on Tefillah, he says as follows, that, you know, in Kabbalah, there's something called Olam Hatzilus, Olam Abriya, Olam Ayetziah, and Olam Asiya. Olam Atzilus is the Mokum of the Kisei. There, the highest point in Kabbalah is called the Keter. The Keter is the highest point, that the point of Machshava, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's called the Kots of the Yud in Shem Havaya. The Kots of the Yud is the Keter. That is the Machshava of the Kodesh Baruch Hu to create the world. So Rav Steinman said that Adon Olam Hashem Molach, his Machshava to create the world, even before he created the world. And that's what it means. Before you come to Bria is Yesh Me'ayin. Atzilus is way above that. Atzilus is the Machshava to create the world. That's what it means. Hashem Molach B'terem Kol Yetzir. He was the Melech in the Machshava before. And then when the world was created, as I Melech Shemayin, he was called the king.
Does that mean that kavyochol that in Hashem's machshava, when he had the thought to create the world, he said, if there's going to be a world, there has to be a king. And if that's the case, it has to be me. Is that sort of...
I don't think... I think it's more... There's something called the machshava. The keter means... The atzilus means before you come to do the act. Mm-hmm. Before you come to do it. It's by the person as well. You think of doing something before it's actually the idea has formalized and come into practice. That's called atzilus. Atzilus means total theory. The idea behind it, doing it. So he was the melech before he actually did anything yet, before he actually created anything. It's called atzilus is the mokum of the kisei. Bria is yesh meyayin, yetzia is yesh meyesh, asiya is the kiyum of the olam. So the mokum atzilus, he was the melech in machshava, before the world was created. That's Yudke Bobke, really, isn't it? Then.
When it says kichlos hakol, I wonder if that means when everything is gone, like all the existence is gone, or it means all existence is already made.
I understand. He's capable of removing everything. Kichlos hakol. Kichlos hakol. He can get rid of everything.
It also could be like by a chulu, like everything is finished.
It could be that. Kichlos hakol. How's he translate?
He translates to us, everything has come to an end.
When it comes to an end.
I was wondering what that
Well, the end is the end that when at the end of the world.
The end of creation.
I think the Mephoshim say the Kichlos hakol means he's capable of removing everything. I think how they say it. He can remove everything and still he's there. He's still levad yom leich
mo'ah. It seems to be like by the translation that it like at basically the end of time as we know it.
Yes.
Hashem's still there. It's not
yes.
Like,
yes.
It's,
yes.
That's
it. He's not dependent on the world.
That sounds pretty dismal though. That will allow it come to an end. It's kind of sad, I think.
But you won't be alone because there'll not be around.
Right.
Whatever.
I just say the end is near.
The end
is nigh. No, but
we
don't think that way.
We are in the world of action. That's all. Why do you have to say if there's one, there's no, not the second? Why do you have to say that? Because it's not as if there is a sheni. There isn't a sheni. Echad ve'ein sheni. Ve'ein sheni means that there, it's not number one and number two. There isn't a number two. Echad ve'ein sheni. There isn't a number two. Laham shelo. To compare to him, there's no like a comparable force beside him. He doesn't have a beginning. Doesn't have an end. Who keli v'chai galisa becomes unbelievably private. No, my strength and my redeemer. Tzuchebli beis tzora. Who nisi umanosli my test, my banner, menosko sibia mechabiyada avkiluchi. When you go to sleep at night, biyada avkiluchi beis yisham ba'oyiro. I actually sometimes sing this when I can't go to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. Sing to yourself Adon Olam. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a beautiful song. If you ever want to hear Adon Olam, some beautiful, something called. You ever hear the Hampton Choir? Do you ever hear them singing it? You can hear it on the video.
I've sung it.
Adonai Olam, Hashem. It's a beautiful, beautiful. Terem Kol. We used to sing in England, though. No? It's
yeah,
beautiful.
All the time.
I loved singing it. I loved singing it. I often find when I can't fall asleep, I sing Adonai Olam.
The Hampton Choir?
Listen to it on the computer. The Hampton Court Choir.
Don't make your wife up when you're singing.
It's beautiful.
Oh, the neighbours. Oh, the neighbours.
It's beautiful to listen to. The Hampton Court Choir singing Adonai Olam. Something to listen to. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Look at Hirsch. We recall to ourselves the independent nature of his essence and of his greatness, his eternity, his uniqueness, his infinity, and his majesty. Remembering all this, we are confident that this one and unique being, though his glory is infinite, is still so very near. Interesting, no? It's so infinite and yet very near that each of us may call him his own God, the sole source of life and strength. Beautiful point, that, no? Very far away, but very, very close. Remember, that's a lashon by Chana. When Chana davened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard her whisper. From there we learn that you whisper. Even though you whisper in davening, he's far away, but he can hear everything you're saying. How far away is? They say each world, there are seven worlds, and each one is 500 years away. Each one is 500 years.
Light years.
3,000, I think that's the medrash there. Each one is 500 years away. He's so far away. But the Maisa, he's so near as well. From the infinite source of his own being, God gives to each man a portion in life and delivers him from death and nonentity. Isn't that a beautiful line, man? A beautiful line, man. He grants you chelek of chayim and saves you from misa and nonentity. He sustains him in times of trouble. He is his guide and his refuge. It is his nearness which man seeks as the only good when he calls upon God to be good. Isn't that beautiful? His nearness is the only good. The only real good you can rely upon is Hashem, to be gracious to him. It is to the protection and guidance of his hand that man, sleeping or awake, entrusts his body and his spirit and knows no fear. So beautiful expressions here. His protection and guidance of his hand, when you're sleeping and you're awake, entrust his body and his spirit to him. Melech, we can think of God as king with all the royal power and majesty, even without the existence of a world over which to reign. He doesn't need the world. His being gained nothing by his creation of the world, nor would his being lose anything if he were to allow all that he created to recede into non-existence once again. He's completely separate. He doesn't need the world. He doesn't need the world. And he's a complete existence without the world. So why did he create it? Why did he create
to give to the world.
The kindness. Why did he need it? He didn't need it. What's the purpose of creation? What did he create it for if he didn't need it? The kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only his creatures are, by being alive, gain the ability to be aware of their creator, of God, of Lord. Why does that mean? Only his creatures, by being alive, gain the ability to be aware of their creator. And after death it's not? And they're given the opportunity to worship him. What does he mean by that? Only his creatures, by being, after death, you don't have an ability to be aware of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Only his creatures, by being alive, gain the ability to be aware of their creator and Lord, and are given the opportunity to worship him. I'm not sure what he means there.
Must be an awareness of how we relate to it today. And also, we can't do mitzvahs, we can't. There's no way to get any kirvus Hashem once.
There's no kirvus once.
In terms of our actions, but whatever you've done in this world.
I think it's also being alive bichlal, not just physically alive, but even as a neshama.
Right.
Because before the world was created, there was no neshamas either. Neshamas were created as well.
Yes. And therefore what? Therefore, what are you saying?
So you're saying the being alive, as in only his creatures, by being alive, or like the neshama comes to life, like before we come to life, we have to live through a life and then pass away. But this soul has to have that life before the life and death.
Doesn't the neshama always recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Doesn't recognize the neshama after? Doesn't recognize the
HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm saying even after death.
To be aware. It does after death.
What I'm saying, but it has to go through life for the neshama to be aware.
It has to go through life
and then death.
And then death. Right. I hear the point. Look at the next page. No, this thought that God could destroy the world at any moment without any loss of his own being is the most awesome solemnity, and makes God the only being whom all men alike must fear. That's he must be feared. That's it. Only fear of him. That was Avraham Avinu, no? He feared nobody but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody. Even Nimrod, when he was put in the fire, no? He was scared of nobody. Laham Shiloh, Hachbiyah. Nothing is comparable to God, nor shares his dominion. Chai Goali, he delivers us as Chai, because he is Chai, and has given us a share in his own Chayim, and his own immortality. That's true, isn't it? That's part of the gift of the Tzelem Melekim, is you're given a part of immortality with him. He has immortality, and you also have that. That's your neshama. Shilosat to be tohoyrohi. The neshama that he gave you has the ability to be immortal as well, like him. Tzuchevli, it is from him that we derive the strength to preserve and survive through all our sufferings. Neis is the banner which serves as a guide along our way. Kois is an allegorical term to describe fate. Koisi Ravaya is the fate of a person, meaning what happens in his life. The Nos Koisi, the awareness of his protecting and guiding presence, is the greatest favor. Indeed, the only truly blessed good which I see. Beautiful points he is saying here. That's the relationship. That's the Tzulcha B'Vesor. the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You realize now, Rabbi Yisrael, why this is so powerful before davening. If you say this before davening, it's a declaration of emunah. That's the greatest declaration of emunah you can say. When you announce Adon Olam clearly, you understand what you're saying. Then you can start davening. And that's why there's no kitwug in davening after you said Adon Olam. I want to share with you Nefesh HaChaim, the famous Nefesh HaChaim, which Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in Sha'ar Gimel, Perek Yud Beis. It really, what we're saying here in Rav Chaim Volozhin is really what Adon Olam is saying. There's a tremendous skula which is used by many great tzaddikim. A skula means a special treasure that a person can use. You can remove any danger, any enmity, any opposition, any contention against you by thinking of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's Echad, that can never control over you. If you think of Emunah with a full heart, Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one will ever harm you at all. If a person fixes in his heart, there's nothing else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you think only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only source and the only existence in the world, and you remove anything else from your mind, that is called a skula niflo. And nothing has a koach on you. If a person has a skula, many gedolim use this skula niflo. I think the Briskarov, when he was running out of Warsaw, he was escaping from Warsaw, and all his children went in a wagon, and he told them the whole trip to think of only these words of Rav Chaim Volozhin when they escaped from Warsaw. And they went into Gestapo headquarters, and they went right through, the wagon went right through, and nothing happened, in a place called Malchin. He told them all to remember only this Gula Niflora. The person thinks only of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will match that. If you think only of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will come towards you. All the other koichos in the world will be removed from you. I think they give this out in Ma'ane HaYeshua, in the hospital, when a woman goes into labor. The husband says over this skula niflo, skula niflo, to be mechaven yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing can hurt you, nothing can harm you. If you think of the skula niflo, that's the koyach. But it's really what Adon Olam is really saying as well, no? Adon Olam is saying the skula niflo, to think mechaven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is in charge of everything. If you think like that, then a person has tremendous yata dishmaya. He has HaKadosh Baruch Hu with him at all times. He's protected. He's machaven libo. Nothing can help, nothing can harm me but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you think like that, then you are on a very high level of tibekus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And your reward is that you are protected in that way. It's a famous skula niflora. Let me read on to what he says here. And that's the meaning when it said, do you remember by the Nochosh, by Moshe Rabbeinu in the mid, Aseh Lecha Sorof. Remember, they had to look at the snake when they were bitten in the time of the Midbar. When they thought of the snake and they thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they thought of the Koich HaRabim, they removed from their minds any power of evil, then they were healed. It wasn't that looking at the snake, it wasn't a charm, but if you think, look at the snake and you think of Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who emes ha'inyan ha'mtokas koyachas ha'din in ha'shorim, and that's the koyach of removing all din, all kitrug against you. V'gam yigzor oimer b'yokim lo, lifol inyonim v'nisim niflaim, and a person can have tremendous nisim niflaim if you think about Shibud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you meshabed your mind completely to Hashem. Hipuch sidu koyachas ha'tzvoim, all the powers of nature fall aside. The only person who can help you is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can you imagine, Rabbi, if you said Adon Olam with these thoughts in mind? You say it slowly. Say Adon Olam. If you sing it to yourself in the morning, they sing it here in Eish Kodesh.
Yeah.
If you think about the words as you're saying it, you have tremendous debakers, and that's the koyach of the foundation of all tefillah. Kol rega lifel besido hatema shakova or hipachata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change the teva from one side to another side. Commission would say, remember Abchanil ben Doisa, Shagoza, Oimer, Poil, Pivotsoina, Hippochasida. He said to his daughter, Mishamel Shemeliadi, Yamelachomets. How can the vinegar light, the oil lights? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is equal to him like the Shem can light, so the Vinik can light. And that's the koyach of Shibun, being meshabed yourself completely for HaKadosh Baruch. That koyach is a tremendous protection if a person does that. That, I think, is what's behind this lashon here of Adonai Olam. Adonai Olam sets up the whole tefillah. If you have that groundwork in front of you, and you're thinking only of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that mindset which you have, Hu Hayav, Hu Hayvev, Hu Yebisifah, B'yad Av Kidvuch, Yebisishan, I go to sleep at night. If you think you're lying in bed at night and you can't sleep, I said, sing Adonai Olam to yourself. It'll give you tremendous nechama, and also gives you tremendous koyach as well. It helps you go to sleep as well, I find, as well. And Yigdal as well. If you sing these things to yourself, you have tremendous, it helps tremendously in your tefillah. Let's go on, Rabbi. So let's move a little bit more. We have a few more minutes, yeah? How much? A few more minutes. 10 minutes. Let's go on to the next one. Let's turn over. That's Adonai Olam.
With the way that the authors ordered it, does that mean he's saying you should say Adonai Olam after you put in Talson Tefillin? Is that,
yes.
He's also hinting to that as well?
I think so, yes. Mm-hmm. And if you put it on before?
If you say it before,
I don't think it's a ma'akev, it's not ma'akev. He says once you're ready with your talis and tefillin, then you say Adonai Olam, that already is the beginning of tefillin. Matova, you say, as you walk into shul.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know why Matova is before that? Matova is completely...
Before walking into shul?
Yes.
Kibro av chastech aval beisech, no?
Ken, aval, there's something very special about Matova has 42 words in it.
Oh, that's right.
42 words in a matov, 42 words. And 42 is a launch into levels of Kedusha.
Right.
You find it davening very often 42. On a Bekoyach is 42. Mm. First bracha of Shemayne Esrei is 42 words as well. 42 is like in the Midbar, there were 42 stations. They went from Mitzrayim into Gilgal. There were 42 stations. That's a launch into Tefillah. And there are 42, when you come on from the street and you walk into a shul, so your launch into Gudra is Matov as you walk into shul. You're right. That's the guy behind it all. I once gave a whole shiur on that, on the 42 stations. It remembers Kaddish. The first paragraph of Kaddish has 42 words in it. And then it says, There were seven vobs in it also. Seven vobs as well. Also, Baruch Sha'ama begins with a base, and Yishtabach ends with Melakachei Ho'alamim, base, men. 42. 42 is a launch into Kedusha. That's what a Matova does. As you walk into Shul, you say Matova. Yes. Okay, let's go on, Rabbi. So, should we move on a few minutes and go on to the next section? Birchas HaShachar. Now we moved on. The Olam Asiyah is the Olam of action, meaning there's Atzilus, which is the thought. Bria is something from nothing. Yetzira is formation. Olam Asiyah is our actions, and the Brachos are the beginning. That's what a bracha is for. Al yedei she'anu mityachasim es kol inyanei olam hazeh leboir yisborach. Umakirim shehakol me'ito yisborach. Al yedei zeh anu nasim ru'uyin lekabel oir hashvah miyadai. Because of that, a person receives more. I think my boy said, that's the pshat by Adam Rishon. Toiv lehoidai slashem ulezam eleshimchem. The best thing a person can do is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How often? Lahagi baboikeh chastecho v'emunah sabed. Every morning you should say it, and emunah a night. That's why it says emes v'em v'yatsiv in the morning, emes v'emunah a night. Meaning, the emunah is what you express through the brachas, the thanks that you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's do the footnote at the bottom. V'inyan na'le onu moitziyim v'kadmoinim. The connection that we make for everything mundane in the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nigram gam ba'ofen miyuchad al yidei zeh shebirchas ha-shachar heim b'mitzvah yud ches. There are 18 min asher nosan ha-shach v'yibina ad soif baruch birchas ha-torah. They're altogether 18. Ki mitzvah yud ches hu keneged yud ches chulio shebeshedva. This is an incredible footnote here. There are 18, what's a chulia? In the shed.
Spines?
No. Chulia is the links.
Vertebrae.
The Hayud Ches Chulios Heim Hamakashrin Bein Amoyach Lebein Shah Chelke Haguf. And that connects you from the brain to the rest of your body, from the head, the vertebrae. The Darkon Makablin Kol Chelke Haguf Eschiusum. מהמויח ששום נמצא מכוח החיוס, וכן בתפילות צריכים אנו מספר יודחס בכל אחד מהעולמות, 18 ברכות, בברכת השחר כנעל, ובפסוקי דזימה נמצא הפרק יהי כבוד השם, there are 18 mentions of השם in יהי כבוד, 18 mentions of השם. I heard that Rabbi Yosef Duna, who was a Rav of Kadassia in Stamford Hill, would always stand up for Yehi Chavayit, because the 18 times it is the Shem Hashem in Yehi Chavayit. 18 times. In one Kepit it says 18 times. Or B'Kriya Shema Yesh Gamked Yud Cheseskos. There are 18 mentions of Hashem in Kriya Shema. Or B'Tila Shema in Esrei there are Yud Chesbrochas. 18. Kikulam Tzurichim Lekabel Chiyusa Me'ez HaBoyis V'Akalalam. Why Dafka 18? Why Dafka? Why the number 18?
Yes.
Chai. Chai.
18 is
high. Why 18? Why 18? There are 18 brachas and there are 18 vertebrae. And 18 is like the source of life. It is the source of life. That's why you have 18 vertebrae. To draw you together, to connection. There are 18 words of thanks in the Bachas which you say. That's the Hodos Hashem. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The 18 Bachas that you say. Each function that you have has a Bracha to it. Umaisa Nifla, go up to the top. Ba'ozarua. Hamalamdenu kama chavivim hoidoas elu ifnei HaKadosh. How precious are these thanks which we say to HaKadosh Bezele Shoyna. Vani hikarti Yehudi Echad. I know a certain Jew. Mi Vermash. I don't know where that is. Vahayu korin oiso.
Worms, no?
Is it worms? Worms, worms. Vahayu korin oiso rebunim. Vahayu zokain v'koybe mesim. He was an old man and he would be work for the Chevra Kedisha. V'shamati al nochon ve'al ha'emes. Shepa machas hishkim le'beis ha'knesses. He came early to shul. V'ro odom echod yoyshev lifnei beis ha'knesses. U'v'roysha keser shel asovim shekoyrin tzachar. What does he mean? And he saw a person sitting there in the shul and on top of his head was grass shekoyrin tzachar u'v'loshon kenan kuntia. He thought he was a shade. He saw this person sitting in shul. The koiva amalei b'cheinuch apoloni shemais is the person I buried you. I already buried you some time ago. But amalei hein, that's me who you buried. But hey chatab oisol, what are you doing living in this world? But amalei heitev admaoid. But heitev admaoid. But amalei mazuchus. What did it mean heitev admaoid? But amalei heitev admaoid. What are your schusia? Hello, ata ha'yisa adam. Called it. You a normal person. My schus which I had to come back to life is I said brachas b'kol noim b'beis haknesses. B'schus zeh hevi uni began eden u'machabdin oisi. As I said brachas so clearly every morning, for that reason they gave me a covered in Gan Eden. Zeh lecha ha'simon she'ani hu ha'medaber eilecha. Ki tira beis yad chaluki shekura shekorata li shehebashadni tachrin. This is my hand when you put on the tachrin on me. And you took b'sha'aloi mazeh shebaroishcha v'anu haim asovim shebegan Eden. And these are the grass of Gan Eden shesamti b'roishi that they put on my head kidei levata reach ra me'alai shel zeh ha'olam. Kosabti ani hamachabe elu hamaisim kidei sheyira yirei shamayim v'yosim elibay v'yomer shebe people should say brachas quite nicely. The kavana v'yuskel Gan Eden. Here's such a thing. Rabbi said, say brachas with a kavana. Person is zeicher to Gan Eden. It's a beautiful passage here. There, no? The lukama b'kunchus v'dabek libein herachnu ay begoydel inyan hadoras hashvachim. Okay, we'll stop here. Rabbi said, say brachas with kavana. Okay, we did Adon Olam. We did brachas a little bit as well. Carry on next week. Oh, next week I don't know if I can make it. I have a chasana.
Oh, I have a chasana.